to Riscario Radio, episode 158. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. This time, we're looking beyond TD Bank and the Rothstein Florida Ponzi scam. In a Ponzi scheme, money from one set of investors gets paid to another set of investors. That's illegal because participants are getting duped about the source of the money. Former lawyer Scott Rothstein has been jailed for 50 years for his $1.2 billion scam in Florida. You'll find the details on Wikipedia. If you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, you'll find a link there too. Fooling people is easier when you've got credible parties involved. Accountants, lawyers, banks. Settlement. TD Bank has set aside $255 million to deal with their role in the Rothstein Ponzi scam. In January, a jury ordered TD to pay $67 million to Coquina Investments. This week, TD agreed to pay the Razorback Group an estimated $170 million. This post isn't about a particular bank, but about big financial institutions in general. One bank seems like another. There's no solid reason to think that a different bank would have acted differently. Imagine if financial institutions became advocates for the victims and set things right, quickly. Imagine if they told us what went wrong and the new precautions that they are now taking. That wouldn't be good for business, or would it? Warren Buffett admits his mistakes. In a recent video, he confesses to a $200 billion blunder. Again, the blog post has that video embedded. Imagine if such candor were common. Employee fraud. Large institutions have vast resources, sophisticated systems, and other safeguards. Their employees still manage to commit fraud, sometimes for years. Here are three examples from a quick web search. BMO Nesbitt Burns. Rep gets penalties of $43,000 for misappropriating funds from an elderly client. RBC Dominion Securities. Two brokers fined $350,000 for outside business activities, get this, from 1991 to 2005. They are now working for CIBC World Markets. And TD Waterhouse. Rep fined $1 million for misappropriating $1.4 million from a client. Employee fraud may be a much bigger problem for you than a rare external Ponzi scheme. Legal. There's a region between advocacy and fraud. What's legal may not be quite right. Look at the Rogers Bell attack ads. Again, there are links in the blog post that accompanies this podcast. That's big business versus big business. What about big business versus you? When large institutions are selling to you, say investments or insurance, who is safeguarding your interests? If problems arise, what can you do? If there's a big problem that also affects other clients, the media may become interested. If the activities were illegal, the courts can step in. In real life, what happens if you alone have a dispute with a large institution? Who's looking out for you then? P.S. Are you concerned about employee fraud? You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. I'm Pramod Sharma.